Keith Richards?
No.
I'll give you a clue. Rolling Stones founder Brian Jones would have celebrated his 78th birthday today. There's your big clue. He was fired after drug abuse made him useless to the band, and he died in a swimming pool. So he was one of the 27-year-old deaths. You know, Kurt Cobain and Jim Morrison. Brian Jones was there. He did a lot for the band, as in founding the band. And let's face it, take a look at the early album covers. I think Mick Jagger had him killed because he was cuter. But I digress. The song Paint It Black was done at a happier time with Brian Jones. He eventually got done in, but he would disappear for a while, come back, and be amazing in the studio. Here is former Rolling Stones producer and manager, Andrew Lug Oldham.
It was a very pleasant period because Brian, as much as he was like going away from the guitar and the ramifications of what that meant in his life, would do incredible things like he'd say, oh, I want this, and he'd disappear for 18 or 24 hours, and he'd come back having mastered on that instrument for that song a perfect time.
But he couldn't swim. Too soon? If you're an Allman Brothers fan, today is the day for you. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary with the release of a massive box set. It's called Trouble No More, 50th Anniversary Collection. 61 tracks, over 5 CDs or 10 vinyl. Chronological order, starting with a demo of their Muddy Waters song, Trouble No More, their version of it, recorded in 1969. It goes through it chronologically from 1969 to 79, three parts, the Capricorn years, and then the Arista years, then the Epic years, and then the Peach years. Those are record companies, all the way through 2014. Here's Warren Haynes.
Just to honor the legacy and showcase not just all the different eras or lineups, you know, but kind of the strength that remained throughout the whole thing. And it was a lot to choose from, but I think we did a good job of putting it all together.